Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to catch another edition of The Drift. Don't make me laugh already, Drake. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Great to be here. Like Tony the Tiger.
Great. You're already starting out. We haven't even sat down yet. Here we go. All right, so welcome to The Drift. What we do every Saturday is go through the news that we put on The Daily Drift. Go to www.thedailydrift.com for the news you need to know. If you haven't been there, you should be going there, because you know what? I do all the work for you. I find the links for that news, put it in one spot. All you got to do is click on it. Doesn't get any easier than a click, right?
Clickety-click.
Yeah. All right, so if you want to call in, 734-822-1600, or you can email me, Gary, at thedailydrift.com, and at is that little squirrely A. For those of you who are new to the internet, I was new to the internet one time, 2004, really.
Your first time?
Yeah.
Internet virgin prior to that?
Yeah, it took me a couple of years to figure out. I kept saying, I don't know if I've told you this story before. People would say, hey, man, are you on the internet? I'm like, yeah, it takes like 20 minutes to load a page, man. I can look things up in the yellow pages quicker.
Yeah, it was pretty crude back then.
Yeah, and they're like, what do you mean it takes you 20 minutes to load a page? I said, well, I got this computer. It plugs into the internet. I'm good. Well, what kind of computer is it? It's a 65 megahertz something or other.
It's a Commodore 2000.
65 megahertz. And they looked at me like I was an idiot. And they said, you got to have a gig of whatever, you know. And so I did. I went out and spent a lot of money at that time. It was like $1,400 for my first real computer.
Did you have the AOL dial-up?
I did. And you know what? So here you go again. So I had AOL and I paid my monthly fee or whatever it was. Every quarter I paid a fee to AOL, right? And eventually someone said, hey, what service use? I said, AOL. It only cost me like $20 every other month or something. They're like, email's free, Gary. You don't have to pay for that. So I immediately went and quit to AOL. Wrote them a nasty letter. And to this day, I have an AOL account. They still give it to me for free, obviously, because I'm the idiot who paid for all those years when I shouldn't have been paying. Thank you, AOL. But
you know what I always regret when we bring up an AOL or Microsoft or one of these big tech companies? Can you imagine if you just had, say, a measly, I don't know, say in the mid-90s, a measly $10,000, and you took $2,000, five companies, Microsoft, Cisco, AOL, what's another one out there? Maybe some biotech company. And just put your $10,000 in there and just kind of forgot about it and got out, I don't know, January of 2000. You'd probably be worth, maybe you got to go back a little further than the mid-90s, maybe early 90s, and got into those companies. You'd be worth so many millions from
or
just
the
$10,000.
Or you could have just given it to Al Gore and would like magic reappear again with a lot more money.
Yeah, no, see, here's the thing. After the tech crash and the biotech crash in what, was it the spring of March of 2000? They had no profits, a lot of these companies.
Yes.
Well, then
the dot-com bubble you're
talking
about.
The dot-com bubble. Then Google comes out, and I thought, you know, I'm not going to fall for that crap. How many times can you get, you know, suckered into this stuff?
Google.
Nah, that crap doesn't work. It's not going to make any money. It's blah, 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 you know. And yeah, that was the one. That was the one we should have gotten into even after the dot-com crash.
Yeah, no doubt. Google is they've taken over the world. Let's face it. And now we're going to have Google cars. We'll probably all be driving Google cars. They'll probably buy GM in the next couple of years.
Yeah, well, now they're called Alphabet. Seriously, you didn't hear that?
No.
Yeah, now Alphabet, I believe, is the holding company, and then Google's, I believe, is like a division of Alphabet. They've changed their name.
Really?
Yeah, they're streamlining in some respects, and Google is still going to be the, I think, the main, pun intended, engine.
Is it?
And some of these other areas they're getting into, like driverless cars and all that, are going to be other areas of the company.
Is it a penny stock still?
No. I wish.
I can only afford to do penny stocks, dude.
Well, it can be a penny stock if they issue like another, you know, 20 billion in shares.
Which billion with a B? Okay, well, let's take care of a little business right now. Our sponsor of this half hour will be the Rock Shop on Godfredson Road, www.rock-shop.com. M14 and Godfredson Road, just get off the exit there and go north. The Rock Shop will teach you to install for free everything they sell. So they've got, excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. I got another frog story to tell you. But anyways, 734-455-5560. They have a great selection of man-made and natural stone, everything you can ask for your garden or your patio area. So go out and see the guys at the Rock Shop, rockshop.com. Or 734-455-5560. Go see him. Okay. We're going to talk about whatever you feel like today. I got a little agenda, but I'm like, I'm not married to it. Anything on your mind?
Yeah. Off the top of my head, the Iran deal, now the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, he says he's against it.
What? I didn't read that.
Yeah, I guess it's causing his turban to spin. So it's maybe something we have in common with him.
Well, my turban's
off
to him.
We're against it, too.
Yes. Well, you know, it's a bad deal because then he can't keep chanting death to America, I guess, right? Or maybe he can. You know, he can do anything he wants over there. When you're supreme leader, why haven't they just... Can't they launch an attack on Israel right now? If you're supreme leader, why is he bluffing? Let's call his bluff. I don't think they have enough to do it. Let's send all our aircraft carriers over there and just take them out.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Does that make me a warmonger?
You know, speaking of the word warmonger, anytime the United States wants to defend itself, anyone that proposes something like what you're saying, then we're the warmonger. But any other country that, you know, wants to go in and defend themselves, well, then they're just, you know, looking out for their national security. And patriotism is an evil thing if you're an American. But say, for example, if you're a Canadian, you're proud of Canada, and then you're just a patriot and you're wonderful. But everybody can celebrate the virtues of their country and nobody criticizes them. And it's looked at as a natural thing, understandably so. But if an American online or public speaking or whatever extols the virtues of America and is proud to be an American and is patriotic and supports our military and the wars we fought in and the good that some of the, you know, that's been done in the world, then you're a warmongering nationalist and you're an idiot for liking your military and et cetera, et cetera. I've heard this for years, so I'm just venting right now.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. Who could hate us? Because you know what? Without us, the world would never have a frozen burrito. I mean, that's us, baby. It may have been invented south of the border, but we froze it and put it in 7-Elevens. That's us.
I don't know. Name one country in the world that's really a true American ally that we don't give a ton of money to.
The silence is deafening, isn't it?
There's not one country you can list.
I can't. No, you are correct. Maybe Canada? Maybe?
No.
Do we actually give them any money?
I hear more.
Do they really like us?
I hear more anti-American crap out of Canada than we should be hearing. So I don't buy Canada as a real ally.
I think the western end of Canada probably likes us a lot more than these eastern Ontario.
That'd be true.
You know what I mean? It's easy. You know what? Maybe it's just all jealousy. I guess that's what it is, right? We have what the rest of the world wants, and instead of emulating us and doing what we did, starting with the Constitution and working hard and developing your country, they decide to cut each other's heads off. I don't know.
It's quite the phenomenon how we're
it's a conundrum.
So ripped on, hated, the rhetoric against us, yet everything you're saying is true, that we've done so many good things and they should be emulating us.
Yeah,
or at least they call themselves, or if we call them an ally, they should actually act like one.
Yeah. You know, it brings up a good point, because I'm feeling, I got a story that I'm going to put on the drift tomorrow from one of our local writers. And we don't disagree on too many things, but we disagree on this one. But he's not a big fan of Trump, like a lot of people are, and which kind of surprised me because he's not an establishment guy. But he thinks Trump is the joke and everything else. And I think I've said this since he started. It's not the man that's important. It's the message.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's saying is resonating with it's just, and I yes. and I wanted to call in a Matt show because I think you're seeing it on the Bernie Sanders side too. They don't really love the socialism, at least I hope they don't. I mean, it's possible with what we've done in our colleges and universities and high schools, we're teaching socialism, but I think the people on the left are just as aggravated and perturbed as the people on the far right. They're tired of the same old politics. They're tired of the Jeb Bushes, even the Scott Walkers. Because, you know, they don't want to shake things up. They don't want to make things smaller.
But the only thing is the people on the left are, I agree with you, they're perturbed, but they want more of what perturbs us.
I guess I see your point. Yeah. Yeah. It's I think there's a lot of anger out there. And you know what? These pundits keep saying he's going to crash and burn. I don't know. I tell you what, if I were one of the other candidates, I would certainly do what Ted Cruz is doing. Keep your mouth shut. You see what Donald Trump's doing, because you know what? He may never get more than this 26%, whatever it is, but that 26% is 26% of what conservatives and the GOP represents in this country. So Carly Fiorina and especially Rand Paul saying nasty things about Donald Trump, you're not doing yourself any favors.
No.
Because you're going to piss off 26% of those people. You know what I mean? You need that 26%. So, number one, the Republicans need to take a lesson and stop fighting each other. I have not really heard Martin O'Malley, Bernie Sanders, or Hillary Clinton bash each other. Have you?
No.
Okay? That's what they're doing right. And every time the Republicans shoot themselves in the foot. So, whoever's running, is that Reince Priebus, I guess? You better set people down and tell them to shut up. You know, use Reagan's 11th commandment. Stop jerking each other around. The enemy here is Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley, not Rand Paul, Donald Trump, and everyone else.
Maybe a Rand Paul, for example, is coming out and ripping on Trump in the get-go, in the beginning, on a gamble that Trump will ultimately say something really stupid or do something really stupid that even causes him to be thrown out by the 26% or whatever the number is that right now loves him. And then they can come back and say, see, I told you. Right from the beginning, yeah. I told you he was a clown. Yeah, so maybe that's where they're coming from.
Yeah, that's a calculated risk. And I think, though, Donald Trump has already said some outrageous things that would have buried any other candidate.
Yeah.
It really would have. He can get away with things that no other candidate can get rid of. Why? Because he's got a history of being brash, rude, and ignorant on issues, and even flip-flopping or whatever. You know what? What politician hasn't flip-flopped? Matt was just telling us last hour about Jeb Bush on Common Core. The ultimate flip-flop, that page he read, he now is against Common Core. Call it what you will. But he's saying he's going to take the federal government, and his first executive order will be to take the federal government out of education. Really? So Jeb Bush is now saying he's going to get rid of the Department of Education?
He voted for it just before he voted against it.
Exactly. So what politician hasn't flip-flopped on an issue? I mean, it's a flip-flop if you're following the polls. It's not a flip-flop if somebody tells you and gives you new information, and then you look at it and go, aha, I was wrong. And I would expect every flip-flopping Republican to say those words. I was wrong. And then it's not a flip-flop. You're changing your mind based on new information. So Republican Party, use those words. I was wrong when you flip-flop.
It'll be right? Like that television evangelicist. I have sinned.
They've all sinned.
What was his name? Do you remember? You know what I'm talking about? Where he's crying. And he's...
With the wife, Kathy Fay or...
No, it was another guy. He got caught with the hookers and driving around with them and everything. Forget his name.
All right, I got to...
Not the I'm Kathy...
Just, I'm pouring sweat the... and laughing in here. Let's take a break, Derek. And when we come back, we're
But his trademark
talking.
Line was, I have sinned.
When I... All right, when we come back, we'll talk about the Hillary Clinton emails. We'll see you on the other side.
Summer is the best time to get your landscaping projects done. Call the Rock Shop on Gottfredson Road at 734-455-5560. The Rock Shop is ready to help you design and complete your garden and landscape dreams. With a large selection of garden sculptures, fountains, rock walls, and pavers, your dreams can become a reality that will improve your home's value. As always, the Rock Shop will teach you to install everything they sell for free. Call 734-455-5560. And don't forget to visit the Rock Count Room and check out a wide variety of unique gifts. See the website at www.rock-shop.com. The Rock Shop is conveniently located on Gottfredson Road at M14. Call 734-455-5560.
To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown 600% since 2007 because The Current has a unique venue for local content, common sense, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes utilizing The Current newspaper for mere pennies apiece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current, at 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper. It's time once again for the annual Defending the American Dream Summit, brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. This is a huge gathering of like-minded, freedom-loving Americans coming together for an unforgettable weekend of unique, cutting-edge presentations from those leading the way in the conservative activist movement. Whether the topic is overtaxation, repealing Obamacare, restoring the free market, or how to build coalitions of grassroots organizations fighting for a common cause, this is the event you need to attend. This year's conference is Friday, August 21st and Saturday, August 22nd in the great city of Columbus, Ohio. Wham Zone Theron X will be broadcasting live from Radio Row on Friday, August 21st. Keynote speakers include Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, Rick Perry, Bobby Jindal, and many more. For more information, go to www.defendingthedream.com and also enter promo code Theron to save $50 when ordering your tickets.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
We need some more of those coffee beans.
Oh, Linda gave us the chocolate-covered espresso coffee beans. Yeah, that's bad news, Linda. Don't bring those down. 2 minutes before we go on the air next time, right? Well, let's jump into Hillary and her turning over of the server. And it's kind of contradictory reports of whether it was seized or whatever. But Hillary Clinton's personal email server is now in possession of the Justice Department. The emails it once contained were shifted into a different server in June of 2013 after Clinton tapped a Denver company to manage the system for her. So she basically gave the FBI a blank server. Thank you very much. What part of give us the evidence and your emails doesn't she seem to understand?
She's like Saddam Hussein when he was playing games with the inspectors.
Yes. Union folk, anybody. Go ahead and I'd rather see you vote for Bernie Sanders. I really would. At least I hope he's honest. He's a socialist. He says he's a socialist.
He's as honest as any communist can be.
He's an honest communist. At least he's admitting
it. He's a good communist.
We didn't even need Joe McCarthy here to get him out. You know?
Hey, he's drawing some huge crowds, I guess. Passionate crowds, you know, in the Howard Dean style.
Yeah, well, let's see if we get the Howard Dean scream out there as well. Yeah! Yeah, we just blew out some people's ears. Sorry about that, Derek. He's over there. He's bleeding from the ears now.
He was bleeding from the ears prior, just listening
to us,
right?
Megyn Kelly, he's bleeding from the ears, yes.
Megyn eye candy.
Well, you know, so now they're looking. They're going to go do their... the FBI is now doing their investigation. And forensically speaking, you can get information off the servers. Once you put something on, it's very difficult to destroy information on a disk.
It's always there.
Forensic guys can really dig into those disks and pull all kinds of stuff out. And Derek, did you find what you were looking for, Derek? No, you didn't find it. I was trying to get... Well, so here we go. Hillary Clinton stated publicly in a hearing that there was no classified information on her server. They pulled 40 out of the 10,000 that she did send. And four of the 40 had classified information on it. Now, they're arguing whether or not it has been classified since or before. Well, if it's classified now, it must have been pretty special back then, too. We were just too stupid to know that it was classified. But two of those four had information from intelligence services. And where is this at here? Let's go to track two, Derek. Can you play track two for me? This is the State Department's answer. So we already know, because the investigators, the IGs, have said this is from an intelligence service. We don't know what, because something was cut off of those pages, the headers or whatever, the classified drawings, whatever. But here's what the State Department says. Go ahead and play that.
Has the State Department been able to determine whether each of the four classified emails sent to Secretary Clinton's server originated within the State Department, or whether they originated within another agency?
I don't have any updates for you in terms of original sourcing on those emails.
And secondly, has the State Department been able to determine whether any classification markings may have been stripped from any of those documents from anyone within the State Department?
We have no indications that there were any, that there was at all any stripping of classification markings on these.
Okay, so am I still in the right universe here? We don't know the origins of these emails. Aren't all emails to and from somebody? To Hillary Clinton from X?
Well, you know what's really frightening is using the word stripping along with Hillary Clinton. It's terrifying. No, but in all seriousness, isn't the whole point of this, too, instead of dissecting what's on it, what's not on it, what's been altered, what have you, is she should have done this in the first place.
She should have done it in the first place. I mean...
With her server.
This woman is a common criminal. She's lied on the stand about there being information on there, and now the State Department is helping her cover it up. Don't tell me you don't have sourcing information. It's an email. It came from somebody, and it came to Hillary. It's not an email if it doesn't have a to and a from. What is it?
We need to hire Edward Snowden. He can figure this out.
I think
Edward Snowden. Or Julian Assange.
Didn't I hear that there was a little deal in the works? I wanted to tell you about this. There was a little deal in the works that they might be bringing him back. He may be willing to go to prison.
Really?
I looked at it once and was going to put on the Daily Drift and email it to you, which would have been from Gary to Drake. Well, that's an email. Original sourcing, hello. But, I've heard that, you know, which goes back to, I think, when we had our original shows about Edward Snowden. I'd want him back. If you got to give him the velvet prison to get him to come back, I want to know what he gave them.
You can shack up with Bernie Madoff. Talk about the good old days.
Orange is the new green. All right. I'd want to know what Edward Snowden gave them, you know, but it could be the conspiracy dude that I talked about. He may have been the plant, and maybe we've got the Stuxnet virus all over China and Russia right now because of what they gave Edward Snowden to give those people. Could have been the greatest thing in history. We won't hear about it until long after we're dead.
He's the real Jack Bauer.
Stuxnet.
Yeah.
I like how that Stuxnet virus.
You know, this is like a Bond criminal Stuxnet.
Yeah, it's just crazy that, you know, anybody else, if this were a Republican, you'd be in jail.
Oh, yeah.
You would be in jail if a Republican or any one of us did this. We've lied. We're hiding. This is that political class that we always talk about. They're protected. They don't have the same obligations we do as citizens.
And even more so because she's a Clinton.
Yes. Yes. All right. There's the hard break. We'll see you on the other side.
People are always on the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. Presidential politics at the Iowa State Fair. Democrat Hillary Clinton on the Benghazi probe.
There is an unfortunate tendency to try to make partisan a tragedy in Benghazi, which I just fundamentally disagree with.
Jeb Bush being attacked.
When he said we have to prove to Iraq that we have skin in the game and we've lost all of those lives and all of that money, I think he should apologize to the families of the people.
Republican Donald Trump. A small plane crash today in Essex County, New Jersey, less than a mile from an airport.
We just literally saw it hit and then explode it, and then a bunch of people. I ran over across the street, and then there was like a second explosion, a third explosion.
No word on deaths or survivors. Flight delays in Washington and New York. Problems at an FAA air traffic center in Virginia. Fox News. We report. You decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Have you been considering homeschooling high school? Join with others for shared academics, enrichment, social, and service opportunities. Chemistry, robotics, drama, stage combat, there is something for everyone. Adventurers meets on Thursday afternoons and evenings during the school year. For more information, go to adventurershomeschool.org. Family Life Services Clinic and Pregnancy Center, 2950 Packard Road in Ypsilanti, is in need of diapers at the center to give to clients who cannot afford them. To learn more about the Family Life Services Clinic and Pregnancy Center, including drop-off hours for diapers, call 734-434-3088 or visit women-helping-women.net. Habitat for Humanity of Huron Valley helps local low-income families obtain the dream of homeownership for themselves and their families. To learn more, call 734-677-1558 or visit www.h4h.org. That's H, the number 4h.org. The Leslie Science and Nature Center is a nonprofit organization that provides environmental education, experiences, and events for children, families, and individuals of all ages. The Leslie Science and Nature Center is located at 1831 Traver Road in Ann Arbor. To learn more about events and classes, call 734-997-1553 or visit lesliesnc.org.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of the Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Down. Bellboy, carry this baggage out. cowboy. Always running at someone's bleeding heel.
Always running at someone's bleeding heel. That's the Who.
Ah, okay,
Keith Moon singing that. The guy that drowned in his own vomit. Great lyrics, though. I take it as symbolic of just, you know, working and running and
yes, don't we?
On the treadmill, yeah.
It's just exactly what you and I, anyway, seem to be doing, working harder and harder and harder and getting nowhere. We are on a treadmill, dude. We are the ultimate lab rats, aren't we?
Here
we sit in our cage. Derek's probably working for the federal government over there, watching our reaction to whatever he's playing. Did we even ask for that to be played?
You did. This is the Who. The Who are you?
Who are you? All right. Well, thank you for tuning in and catching the drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Hey.
Hey, and I wanted to do one more thing on Clinton. I'm through with the email because I everyone knows that she's a common criminal. She should be in jail. At least put a special prosecutor, Ken Starr or somebody in there. Put that woman in jail. She's a criminal. Any of us would be in jail. Put her in prison. If she wants to run from prison, let her.
I got to chuckle and once again say when you first started that in jail, you had the fire marshal bill thing going. You know,
she seems like a regular Secretary of State. But take, for example, if this happened.
It's hopeless.
All right, so Derek, I want to play track one because you know what? This is what you're going to get in foreign policy. You think everything Clinton's touched has turned to crap. Can we say crap? It literally has. When Donald Trump said she's the worst foreign policy or foreign secretary of state we've ever had, he's so true. She could travel all she wants. Everything she touches turns to just garbage. And now I think this may explain something to you. You got that track ready, Derek? Let's play this.
Finally, just let me quickly say Putin and Russia. Troubling. How many of you have seen the last season of House of Cards? I mean, he's a lot taller than Putin, but the actor playing him, based on my experience negotiating with and being with Putin, is right on the money. It's really quite remarkable.
All right, so she bases her foreign policy experience on House of Cards?
And what about her reset button?
What negotiating skills do you have? You've screwed everything up. We're almost at war. We've got bombers from Russia flying off of both coasts all the time when we do nothing about it.
When she first came in as part of the Obama administration as Secretary of State, she was so pompous, so arrogant about how Bush screwed everything up with the Russians. And I'm not justifying Bush's action and saying I looked into his eyes and he's a man I can trust or whatever Bush said. But anyway, she came in like everything's going to be just perfect going forward with the Russians because I have arrived. I am the Hillary. Here's your little Fisher-Price toy, Mr. Foreign Minister from Russia. The reset button.
And it was spelled
wrong. We're going to reset our relations with you.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was spelled wrong. And
spelling right. Come on. We got Google Translate. You can't get that right.
Yeah, she even said, I think she prompted it with, we had four people working on this to get the spelling right. Did we get it right? He says, no, you get it wrong. But aside from that little embarrassment, she accomplished nothing positive, nothing whatsoever positive as Secretary of State.
And yet she's still the front runner for the Democratic Party for the 2016 election. God help us all.
She's a joke. All she did, her one claim to fame, if you can call it that, is apparently she's got more miles in the air on a plane as Secretary of State than any other previous Secretary of State.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's wonderful.
Spending our money and fuel flying around the world, screwing things up. I wish you'd stayed home, Hillary.
Doing the cocktail circuit.
Yes. I wonder if she drinks a lot. Because you know what? Being a drunk would certainly excuse the behavior, I guess.
A lot of brain cells missing from that woman.
Like Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not drunk, all right? I just have a speech impediment.
I'd like to see her and Nancy Pelosi on a reality show, like Big Brother or something, which I've never watched once, but one of those.
I'd like to see Hillary and Pelosi and Reid and Boehner and McConnell on The Apprentice with Donald Trump. That's what I want to see. You want ratings? That's a ratings getter right there, man. 50 million viewers a week. I guarantee it.
Or how about an MTV's The Real House? They're all living together.
Or Big Brother?
Yeah.
Let's throw them out of the house. Let's put them all in Hell's Kitchen. The real Hell's
Kitchen.
Now,
that'd be great. Yeah. Gordon Ramsay screaming at
Cook
them.
Cook me a hot dog. Make me a sandwich. Okay, well, the good news for the Democratic
Party
is... The
risotto, it's burned.
The good news for the Democratic Party is there's a rising star. Joe Biden might be getting in the race. I mean, honestly...
Can it get any dumber?
Foot and mouth, Joe? You know the mistakes will be really mistakes. There won't be a hidden agenda of stupidity. It'll be a hidden agenda of stupidity, but it won't be a hidden agenda of George Soros. Maybe. I don't know. But I'd like to see him in it. It'd certainly make our job very easy every week, won't it?
Mm.
Joe Biden for president.
That would really make David Letterman regret retiring.
Yeah, well, you know, if from a seniority standpoint, shame on the Democrats for not least giving Joe the nod to say, hey, why don't you run? Even if you drop out in the first couple of months.
Yeah, but he's such an idiot.
So is Hillary Clinton. What gives her a pass and him? He has to obey the rules. You're an idiot. You got to sit down. But we let Hillary? She's an even bigger idiot.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's so much that they're preventing him from doing anything. It's probably just his personal choice, right? I mean,
he's tired of having people like us.
They're all idiots.
Yeah. Foot and mouth Joe. Well, anyways, so he's gone. But even better. But wait, there's more. Guess who could be coming in? Al Gore. Al Gore might be running. So that's the talk anyways. We'll see.
Wow.
You know, he's another guy. You'd have to have an iron set to jump in after all the buffoonery that he's done.
And an iron stomach to watch him.
Yes. I just can't imagine. I mean, you think this climate scam, it's been ruled out. Any of you that believe that global warming still exists, you're an idiot. Because for 17 years, there's been no global warming. And we're supposed to be going into a mini ice age in a few years. So see if you can find a way to make money off of that, Al. As president, you probably could, so maybe you should run. Jump in the race.
See, but they flip-flopped on that. It's not global warming anymore. It's climate change.
Climate change.
So that covers all the bases.
I do believe in climate change. The climate's been changing on this planet for 4.5 billion years. Hot, cold, it's just the way the sun works. You know, this is not like a video game where it stays the same all the time. Things change. Things happen. So anyways, let's move on to the other thing that really angered me this week. Ferguson, up in arms, looting, violence again. I think it was Monday it started. Kid got shot. And of course, everyone came out and said, oh, back to the hands up, don't shoot thing. Well, they caught it on video. I don't know if you saw the video.
Mm.
Video of a store. This kid that got shot by the cops pulling his gun out and going after the cops first. Well, there you go, with an illegal gun. Another young thug hoodlum that you can name a community center after. The only thing that's going to be left standing in Ferguson is a community center named after Michael Brown, who started the whole thing.
Right next to the Mumia grocery store.
Mumia. Yeah. So, you know what? I'm so tired of this Black Lives Matter garbage that was. Do you see that lady that always gets up and interrupts Bernie Sanders? They pick on Bernie Sanders more than anything else because they know he's just going to go, all right, go ahead, take the mic from me. Let's take.
That's right. Didn't they, in Chicago, didn't they kind of rain on his parade?
Yes.
Right up there on the stage.
All the time. They just beat poor Bernie Sanders.
They were the ultimate hecklers.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe we want Bernie Sanders as president because he's probably the only president that Mitch McConnell and John Boehner are capable of beating at something. You know what I mean? He's so weak and old and ridiculous that even Mitch McConnell and John Boehner can actually do something to get something passed if we have a socialist weakling like Bernie Sanders. Thank you very much. Let's take a call from Tim. Tim, welcome to the show. Tim?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
I don't know. Are you playing me a song, Tim?
No, I think somebody else has got the other phone. I think my kid is playing with the telephone.
It's the NSA.
thanks,
Edward Snowden. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, anyway, I'm just calling on a couple of things there. You guys are talking about Hillary Clinton and Al Gore. I'll hit Al Gore first, make my comments, and then you guys can banter about it. If you'd like, I'll go off the air and listen. But
hang out with us, man.
You say Al Gore might has to have a big set to come back after all the shenanigans that he's done.
It's bigger than his head, I think.
Well, now stop and think about this. He might have been gone long enough for people to forget, because look what California went and did. They've got Jerry Brown, second time around.
Yeah.
And he's doing the same garbage that he was before. He's just a little older, and there's a younger crowd that doesn't know who he is.
I wonder if he's doing Linda Ronstadt second time around.
I don't know.
Governor Moonbeam.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to Hillary Clinton, and that now the FBI has got it, you have to be kind of concerned with this idea of the type of FBI that you have now because it's under Barack Obama. They're not going to do anything to her. This is a dog and pony show.
Yeah, good point.
Think of it that way, because if he really wanted to take her down, he would have already done it.
Well,
I'm talking about the president.
Yeah, that caller from Matt's show, I think, had a good point, though. You know, I think Barack Obama and his wife really are so arrogant that maybe, just maybe, they want Hillary to fail. It wouldn't surprise me. I don't know. I can go off on all kind of conspiracy. I mean, that's what I like doing. But anything's possible. But I am beginning to believe that Hillary Clinton is beatable at this point. I really do believe that.
Oh, yeah. She's been hammered on so many different things that she's messed up. The pounding, if the pounding keeps going, you know, they'll just put her into the garden soil.
Now, see, that's a good question right there. Can the pounding at this intensity level keep going, or is it going to kind of just, as time goes by, start to fade out a little bit? Because we're like, you know, several months from primaries and in what, a year and 4 months or whatever from the election,
right.
That it all kind of just gets thrown in the background. And if anyone brings it up at that point down the road, then they're looked at as, oh, you're just dredging up old news. We don't care about that anymore. Because the public, after a point, gets tired of hearing the same stuff.
Right.
So they start discounting the importance of it.
Yeah.
And
they could be also multiply using different stories, just the Barack Obama style. I'm going to keep throwing stuff on the wall so you forget about the stuff I threw earlier.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Here's her hugging the lady at Planned Parenthood and saying, hey, I'm good with Planned Parenthood selling baby body parts. You know what I mean? I support them and everything else. So
yeah.
If you throw enough crap on the wall, we forget that that brown wasn't supposed to be the color, you know?
Right.
So anyways.
Those are my thoughts, just to kind of throw some fuel to the fire at some point.
There you go. Good comments, Tim. Appreciate it. Call us again.
All right, thanks.
Take care. Yeah, that's possible. And I think that's the point Matt was making earlier, too, that, you know what, eventually it's just going to trail off. People forget about it, and she'll still be the front runner.
Yeah, maybe it's a strategy to get it all out now because, you know, as far as conspiracies go, like maybe she's thinking, all right, I know I'm going to be found out. I know this is going to be a big thing. So throw it all out there now, and then as time goes by, it's not that big a deal anymore. Yeah.
You know what? It does surprise me from, let me try and be a Democratic strategist for a minute. Why Martin O'Malley, and I saw that he's asking for more debates and he just challenged Clinton to a debate in Iowa, which obviously she won't take, but why he's not on Fox News, because obviously Fox would love to have Martin O'Malley on. You know, I'm sure he'll get grilled a little bit, but he could be out there saying, I would be going after Hillary Clinton like the Republicans go after each other. If you're serious about running, Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley should be out there saying all kinds of things. And it would be nice to see Joe Biden and Al Gore get in just for that. Because you know what? I want to see the dirt come out. I want to see the dirty laundry.
They got to go get permission from Donna Brazile.
She are
she's a Democratic strategist that's on the Sunday talk show.
Yeah, but wasn't she also Bill Clinton's Secretary of the Treasury?
I'm not sure.
I'm trying to remember. She had some role in his.
I think she's the ex-wife of Bobo Brazil, the wrestler.
Bobo Brazil, dude. Man,
Derek probably remembers
back.
That name.
Why you date us like that? People are going to go, man, those guys must be in their 60s. Yeah. That's crazy. Well, so we were talking about Black Lives Matter, and that nasty lady that gets up there and keeps beating up poor Bernie Sanders, and she's beating up Martin O'Malley now, who came back and apologized for it. That's why those two guys are weak. You know, the first thing you got to do is say what Ben Carson said. Listen, if Black Lives Matter so much, why don't you stop Planned Parenthood from killing 35 million black babies since 1973? You know, do we have that track, Derek, number three? You got that one right. This is Ben Carson. And they ask him about his views on abortion and Planned Parenthood. And I think he hits it pretty good here. You got it? Let's go.
You know, I know who Margaret Sanger is. And I know that she believed in eugenics and that she was not particularly enamored with black people. And one of the reasons that you find most of their clinics in black neighborhoods is so that you can find a way to control that population. And I think people should go back and read about Margaret Sanger, who founded this place, a woman who Hillary Clinton, by the way, says that she admires. Look and see what many people in Nazi Germany thought about her.
Yeah. People forget, and they don't teach it in school, and they should be teaching it in school. Let me tell you something. Margaret Sanger hated black people. She started Planned Parenthood to eliminate poor people, black people, Mexican, Latin people. She believed in the white race. That's why she was loved in Nazi Germany. And yet here we keep pumping money. I mean, if you're a Black Lives Matter person, get your butt over to Planned Parenthood and tell them to stop killing black babies. Yeah, I mean, 70% of the abortions or more, I think, in Planned Parenthood clinics.
Yeah, there's an organized national protest coming up against Planned Parenthood in several Planned Parenthood locations around the Wham listening area. And I have it on the community calendar, but I forget the date off the top of my head right now. But that's coming up.
Well, why aren't the Black Lives Matter people there? I mean, I was watching one of them the other day, and it was funny. There was one black guy in the audience, and the rest were these white people with their white guilt chanting and overrunning Jeb Bush at his speech, you know, and he tried to talk to them, and of course they wouldn't hear it. He ended up having to just kind of fade out and talk to them afterward, like Hillary Clinton just talked to somebody afterward as well. And, you know, you're a hypocrite. You know, why aren't you going to Chicago where 15 black kids die every weekend from gunshot? Why don't you go protest the gang members in Chicago? Why don't you go protest Rahm Emanuel? If Black Lives Matter so much, go to where the black people are dying, in the clinics, in Chicago, in New Orleans, here in Detroit. Nobody's dying at a Bernie Sanders event. Nobody's dying at Jeb Bush or a Hillary Clinton event. Well, maybe at Hillary's. Hillary dies in her own events because she's just not doing very well. But do something that matters. You know, protest. These people are in it to get on stage. That lady that's up there, I forgot her name. I had it on the Drift not too long back. She's up there trying to make a name for herself. She's just another lousy, lying hypocrite who wants to get her face on TV and get some money for her nonprofit organization. You know, that's all she's doing. If she really cared, she would be doing something about real black lives dying on a daily basis. And she's not. You know, that's just nonsense. I'm disgusted with those Black Lives Matter people because they're liars.
Yeah, they just seem to be focused on the here and there white cop that may have done nothing wrong.
Yeah, come on, really? I'm thinking
all the resources are directed that way.
Yeah, and the statistics don't prove out. There are more white people dying by police officers, more than the percentage of black versus white. There are way more whites dying than black. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's that simple. So don't be going after the cops and everyone. Go after the real killers of young black men in society. It's other young black men. You know, get in and get them out of the games. Get them the mentoring they need. You know, force them to stay, have two parents in the homes. There's got to be a way to do that.
Isn't Hillary Clinton, too, kind of going on the bandwagon of we have to end this culture of incarceration? This basically, when people are committing crimes, we don't need to put them in prison.
Yeah, well, that's what our these Black Lives Matter people, they're saying, open up the prisons and let them out. Free Mumia.
Yeah, and you know who else used to say that was Bernadine Dorn.
Yeah.
And her what was her goofball husband's name? I can always remember one of the names of the couple, but I can't never.
Yeah,
Bill Ayers.
Bill Ayers.
Yeah. Basically, when they were setting off bombs around the country, that was part of their ideology to open up all the prisons because if you're black, you are automatically innocent of any crime.
Yeah. You know what? If you commit a crime, you're going to jail. Now, thank goodness, the ones that, because we've got the technology nowadays through forensics and gene typing, that we can get those people who are misapplied into jail. What's the word I'm thinking? Boy, between the two of us today, we're off, aren't we? Yikes, because we've been laughing so much. That's what it is. Don't hate us for laughing.
Don't hate us because we're beautiful.
we're beautiful on radio.
What was that? Was it a Noxzema commercial? Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
You think we could get a Noxzema contract, you and I? Maybe. Let's take a call from Jimmy in Manchester. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, Jimmy.
First things first, you know, happy birthday, Theron. A lot of good people born on August 15th.
Theron's birthday.
No, he was born on the 16th.
Oh, was he? Oh, well, he's
tomorrow.
A day
happy
late,
birthday to Theron tomorrow. There you go.
Today's my dad's birthday, so happy birthday, Dad. Like he's listening.
There you go.
But anyway, Black Lives Matter, yeah, nonprofit. I don't think so. George Soros has funded them to the tune of over $30 million that we know about. And, you know, that sounds like a pretty good profit to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're kind of reading my mind. I was going to talk about that today, but there were so many other things on the table, we couldn't get to that. But that's exactly right. I think this is all follow the money. This is George Soros trying to destabilize the entire country and funneling his money through open societies and open borders to these activist group who are showing, and they're professionals. I think a lot of these people that are down there in Ferguson burning down the town and looting are just professional vandals.
And you know what's really what's really sad about this kind of a thing too is with the you know the cops being so focused in the media that there was recently a cop that was pistol whipped.
Yes,
because he was afraid to do anything because of all the bad publicity and media attention that you know if he didn't know what to do he was like a deer in the headlights.
Yeah, I'm for the body cameras. Get them on as quick as you can on these cops just to protect the cops so that they can actually do their job. You know what I mean? I'm tired of the cops being accused of things that they haven't been. I'm sure there's always a couple of bad ones here and there. But you know what? The majority of cops are good guys doing their jobs for crying out loud. And you're right. They're now putting themselves at risk because they're hesitating. You know, you can't hesitate in a life and death situation.
No.
Yeah, what else you got, Jimmy?
And if they're bad, we can catch them right away, too, and end it before it gets out of hand. And the only other thing I got is, you know, all lives matter. Come on. Every time we see a Holocaust, like whether it's in Germany, whether it's Planned Parenthood, whether it's selling and trafficking in human body parts, it always comes back to one thing, and that's these Nazis, these eugenic superior elitists.
Yes.
Like ISIS.
Yes. Yeah. Same thing.
Yes. To a certain degree. Yes. Absolutely. And it's absolutely disgusting, and that's why I'm doing my thing on 828, and I'll send you all the information on it, and I hope it turns into something. We have got to get a redress to some of our grievances, and we've got to break through all this double talk and double speak that these politicians want to never answer your question. They just want to talk over you and act like you're a dummy, and they're so much smarter than you are.
Well, I'm gonna talk over you right now, Jimmy, because the show's ending. So, but your calls are appreciated as always, as are your comments. Make sure you get that information to us.
Absolutely. You have a good day.
Take care, Jimmy.
All right. Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. Take care.